Eventually I reached the German front line, and it was a very, very deep trench. It seemed about 15 feet deep, whether that was the right depth or not, but it was very, very deep. And I looked into it, wasn't a soul in the trench, and I thought, well, I've got to get into this trench somehow or other. And eventually I found a means of descending, and as I got into the trench I looked to my right, and to my dismay saw a huge German, as I thought, coming out of a dugout. And I thought to myself, well, I suppose it's either him or me, and I rushed in his direction. But to my horror, mixed with a little relief, I found he was already dead. The bottom of his face had been blown away. And just at that moment, other members of the battalion began dribbling into the trench from the right. And at that time, of course, as I was the lance corporal, I was in charge of a section, and I put them to work transferring the fire bays and traverses so as to form a line of defence.